Hey, is this Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paul, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time. I just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approval that we had mailed out to the business about 2 weeks ago. Not sure if you saw it or not, but it was based on some financing that you had done with Wells Fargo a couple years back, if you recall. And it was just a pre-approval for equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline as we approach the end of the year.
You know, I'm kind of a pay-as-I-go person. I've already got a $350,000 line still at Wells Fargo that I don't ever use. So
I
probably don't have a
you don't
need
use
for it right now, but.
You don't use the line of credit with Wells Fargo right now?
What's that? Hold on a second.
Sure.
So what was that?
You don't use the line of credit that you have with Wells Fargo right now?
No.
Okay, is it just because you pay cash for everything, or?
Yeah, it's just because I don't owe anybody money and I keep my money in the bank.
Smart man.
I just don't spend it.
Yeah. Do you? Well, I mean, do you guys grow year on year?
We do. Yeah.
Is it a pretty drastic growth, or is it more a stable kind of thing?
We've been doubling our gross every year.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything differently from last year that does that, or?
No. Just steadily growing.
Nice.
Well, like I said, we just do it a little bit different than other people. We just keep all our cash in the bank so that we can don't have any roadblocks and just keep going.
Interesting. And then that hasn't ever, like, you know, stopped you from growing at all?
No. No.
Do you take on, like, a lot of projects at the same time usually?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're currently doing about $1 million a month.
Wow, you guys are killing it.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I work heavily with this industry, and that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I don't usually hear
that
much.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with bonding or anything, that kind of thing. But, I mean, you never know. We have...
Do you ever, I mean, since you do take on, like, $1 million a month, you're saying, do you ever look into, like, purchasing any equipment in order to get tax breaks, like for Section 179?
Yep, I do, and unless it's 0% interest, I just pay cash.
You're a smart man.
So,
you know what you're doing. You got a lot of money in the bank, I assume.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, if we have a need in the future.
Absolutely. I mean,
you're welcome to call back, so.
Is there a good email address so you can just keep me on file? It'll just be one email with just my name and my information if anything does come up for you at all. Because what we do is working capital and equipment financing. That's like all we do here. And I mean, I'm sure you've already heard of working capital before, right?
Yeah, my email's P. Jensen, so P-J-E-N-S-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
At Silverleaf.
Silverleaf-partners.com. Dashpartners.com.
Yep.
All right, great. I will go ahead and put together an email here and shoot it over your way. And, you know, if anything ever does come up down the line, feel free to reach out to me, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.